HBO Entertainment. Stills of New York City, intermixed with video film footage. Starring Brian Greenberg, Victor Rusuk, Lake Bell, Eddie K. Thomas, Shannon Sotherman, Scott Kidd Mascudi, and Louis Guzman. Executive producer Mark Wahlberg. Produced by Margot Myers. How to Make It in America. Created by and story by Ian Edelman. Directed by Julian Farina. Audio described by Penelope Parisi. Ben, a handsome young man, sits in his cluttered New York apartment looking despondent. His eyes scan around the room at piles of skateboard decks littering his lounge. Cam, a Hispanic man wearing jeans and a hoodie with headphones over his ears, stands on the back pegs of a young Jewish boy's BMX bike as the lad pedals him along the bustling streets of New York. The boy turns a corner into a side road where Cam indicates that he wants to get off. Cam gives the headphones back to the boy.
Hi, Avi. Yeah. Stay strong, Hebrew.
Cam runs up the steps of Ben's apartment block. In his kitchen, Ben stands by an open window having a cigarette. Upon hearing a knock on his door, he puts out the cigarette and endeavours to waft away the smoke.
Piss, yo. Can't believe you actually got up this early. Up early, I never slept. I just left that tattoo girl. Now, lesbian? She is, but she makes an exception for black dudes. You're black? Black enough. You were smoking?
No.
You know you owe me $100 if you were smoking.
Yeah, yeah. Some of these decks, man. I gotta get these out of my apartment.
Nobody wants them. Sorry, bro.
I mean, sorry. Whatever happened to Mr. I could sell igloos to Eskimos.
You can't sell skateboards without the skater. Wilfredo's officially a missing person now. Nobody can find him.
Fucking Wilfredo, man. Geico just told me he hated my graphic.
Don't take all the credit, Ben. You heard Wilfredo stopped taking his meds, right?
What are you doing? I told Ginger we'd be there by 8. I gotta be at work at 11. Come on, let's go.
5 minutes.
5 minutes, are you kidding me? Come on.
No, dancing, fool. Come on, man, stop.
On a tube.
See, that just sounds exhausting to me.
Exhausting? That's the triple bang session 3 times before sunrise.
Now, I'd rather do it once. Well,
I do it well. 3 times.
You don't shave from all this?
Yo, Ben, I think it's been so long you forgot what it's like.
It hasn't been that long.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Anthony Rogers. I'm out here today selling peanut M&Ms. Not for no Boy Scout troop or no basketball team. I'm out here hustling for my damn self, so I can make some money and be a positive member of my community. And to stay away from drugs and the disgusting fiends that use them. Hey, candy, sir.
No, thanks, bud.
Oh, snap, Ben. Where'd you get those?
I had these before you were born.
How much more for you?
Not gonna fit you.
Not for me, yo. I'll flip those in an hour.
You know how many offers I get on these? It's not about money, it's about respect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at you two. All that respect. And you still taking the train to work. When I'm your age, I'm gonna have me a Mercedes Maybach.
And you'll be a dope-ass chauffeur.
Whatever.
Ben and Cam walk down a scruffy New York street, then enter an art studio where they are greeted by a pretty brunette.
Oh, morning, sunshine.
Morning.
Oh, morning, meth lab.
Meth? Come on, Ginger. I'm old school. I'm like cocaine and caviar.
Yeah, you're more like Red Bull and Pringles.
Cam, what are you doing?
Yo, give me like 5 minutes. I'll be good to go.
I don't have 5 minutes. Art Forum is coming at 10, and I had to like beg them to cover this show.
All right, well, let's get something to eat first. I'll go to Cosmos. What do you want?
Yo, hell yeah. Yo, get me a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll.
Stop it. You guys, listen. Nobody's going anywhere, okay? I put every dollar that I have into this show. I need you guys to
focus. Why you believe in Tim anyway?
Because Tim has talent. And if I don't sell every one of his photos tonight, then I am gonna end up broke living out of my car.
Your car is nicer than my crib, Gingy.
You can never be broke, Gingy. Come on.
Yeah, and the phone we trust, girl.
Actually, assholes, I don't take money from my father, and you know that. I just need a little bit of help this morning. Now, can I count on you two or what? So my friend Jane specifically asked me if he would be at the opening tonight.
Which one's Jane?
Oh, she's cute. She has short hair and she writes for Nylon and she'll definitely have sex with you.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually gonna talk to you about tonight.
Oh, don't, Ben.
Gingy, I'm sorry, but I've officially retired from New York City nightlife, right? You know that.
Can't believe you're still scared of running into Rachel.
I am not.
He visualizes a photograph of Rachel and him together.
Why, did you talk to her? Is she coming, or?
Would that be weird if she did?
No, not for me. She might feel weird about it.
You know what, I was gonna make it a surprise, but screw it. I want to give you one of these photos, one of Tim's photos, as a thank you for all the help.
That's great. That's... I mean, these are like a framed reminder of what losers all my friends are.
Oh, my God. Ew. You know what? An iPad.
What? I didn't mean to say losers, okay? I meant to say degenerates. Ginger, you know I'm coming.
Good.
Shit. I'm late for work. Cam, peace, man.
Ben works as a shop assistant in Barney's jean store. He folds up jeans, then straightens out a display.
Ben?
Yeah?
Where's the Barney's tag?
Lost it.
It's the third time this month. I'm after Dr. Paycheck $20 to replace it.
Found it.
Looky, looky.
Yeah, there it is.
Now put it on and keep it on.
Ben. Ben Epstein, right?
Yeah.
David. David Kaplan from high school.
David's yearbook photo.
Oh, right. Yeah, David.
What's
right.
up, dude? How you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm doing great. Doing great. I'm managing a little hedge fund. You know, took a bit of a hit, but still got a few pesos to play with. Here, let me give you this. This is Natalia.
Hello.
Hi.
We gotta hang out, bro.
I'll call you.
Please.
Yeah.
You should have seen this kid in high school. This kid used to make these t-shirts that were the shit. Hey, you still doing art? Because I collect now, by the way. You ever hear of Damien Hirst?
Yeah, of course.
I just got one of those.
He needs jeans, which are cool jeans.
Let me show you some new jeans we got from Japan. I think you might like them, yeah.
Yo, are they gonna fit my fat ass? Because I happen to be oddly shaped.
Cam runs up a stairwell of an apartment block. Inside one of the flats, photos of Cam and his family adorn the wall.
Wow, Grandma cooking up a feast for us.
It's not just two of us. Guess who come home from Ossini? Your cousin René.
Black and white mugshots of René.
He got the good behavior. He wanna make a surprise for you.
Wow, Grandma, I forgot your Marta at the supermarket. I'll be right back, okay?
Yo, that what think it is, man? My little cousin. Where you going, man? Huh? You didn't come to visit me? Didn't send nothing for my commissary? What's the matter, Papa? You forgot about me?
Never, bro. Let me kiss.
Cam looks uncomfortable as he hugs his burly cousin. Ben finishes his shift at Barney's. Walking on the pavement outside the store, Cam pulls up alongside him in a Range Rover.
What the fuck are you doing? I need a lift? Why do you have Gingy's car? Get in.
Whoa!
All right, where are we going?
The docks.
Why?
Butter soft Mark Buchanan leather jacket. Steel goes away in an hour. Get in on this
Hell
with me.
No, man. I'm going home to take a nap before Gingy's opening.
Come on, yo. Easy money. We'll have fun.
Why are you so desperate to make a buck all of a sudden? You get that gay girl pregnant? Huh?
All right. Fuck it. I'm going to tell you.
Tell me what?
My cousin Renee came home.
Already?
And he wants his loan paid back.
What loan?
Huh?
What the fuck are you talking about? What loan?
The $5,000 for the Wilfredo Gomez Pro model. He needs it by Monday.
What? No. You told me that was an investment from a Wall Street guy who owed you a favor.
Investment loan? What's the difference?
The difference? The difference is your lunatic cousin breaking my fucking arm, man.
Well, nobody's gonna break your arm.
Damn, he threw you out of a window of a video game.
That was the first blow. It was a joke. Ben, relax. I got it all worked out. We're good with the leathers.
That's your idea, having it all worked out? Bootleg leather jackets?
Well, it's the leathers, but we sell coke for my cousin at Gingy's opening.
All right, if I go with you to the docks, I'll smoke with that $100 penalty.
Deal.
At a junction, Cam cuts up several cars at the docks.
All right, not bad, not bad. How many of these you got?
How many you want?
Is this salvage?
Fuck salvage. That's hand-dyed indigo from a left-handed weave.
No way.
Came off the boat from Osaka, bound for the jean shop on West 14th Street until it met me.
How much?
$3,000.
Hey, yo, Ben, we don't have $3,000. Focus on the pleathers.
Yo, pal, that ain't no pleather.
What you think?
It's real.
Name tag spelled wrong. Straight up bootleg.
Bad news, my dude. These are straight bootleg.
Yo, there ain't no bootleg.
Last time I checked, we can't spell Mark with a K.
I don't give a shit if he spells it with a KKK. That's some real leather.
KKK? Really?
I'll tell you what. Give me 500 for the lot, and I'll throw in a blender.
400.
Go fuck yourself.
500 it is. Yo, Ben, how much cash you got on you?
Nighttime. Still shots of people mixing and mingling at the art gallery.
No, it's not like that. See, I didn't find photography. Photography found me. I was living in a halfway house. I stole a camera from the Wiz. I just started shooting. I mean, true art is on the streets. Everything else is bullshit. By the way, I'm having a very special deal on my 20 by 24 prints. Very cool for my Japanese friends. Konnichiwa. Appreciate it.
Hey, y'all, what up, fool?
It's good, man. Go. Hey, man.
Dang, Ben. Put a smile on that face, man. It's a party.
I'm smiling. On the inside, I'm smiling, yeah. All
right. Well, I'll let me later, y'all.
All right, man.
Finally.
How's it going? You moving units or what?
So far, so good. It's good so far.
I still can't believe people actually pay for this. I gotta get myself a camera.
Yeah, do that.
Thanks. All right, so is Rachel here?
No, but James.
Wait, I'm gonna catch up with your pops.
Leave him alone, Cam.
What are you talking about? Your dad loves me.
Look, Gingy, I'm really not ready.
No, it's fine. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Gingy.
This is Ben.
Ben, hey.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
I think it's broke half your face off.
It's okay. Does anybody need anything to drink? Would you like anything?
Nice.
No, I'm all right. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. So, I think we've actually met before.
We have?
Yes. You don't remember?
No, of course I remember. Where was it?
I can't believe you don't remember.
Oh, just come on, give me a hint.
Okay, fine. It was at this really beautiful loft in Chinatown.
Oh, Nico's loft?
Yes.
That was my birthday party.
I can't believe I totally crashed your birthday party.
You didn't bring me a gift. What the fuck?
Listen, I'm having some people over afterwards. You should come by.
Yeah. I don't know if I can tonight, but thank you, though.
That's too bad.
It's Cold Stone Creamery, but for donuts. I call it Build a Nut.
No, Cam.
You pick your own toppings. Caramel frosting for the dudes and strawberry-flavored high-heel sprinkles for the ladies.
You keep coming to me with these crazy ideas, and maybe some of them might be good. But everybody's got ideas nobody wants to put in the work. Don't tell me what you're gonna do. Show me what you've done, and then maybe, finally, I'll write you that check.
How many zeros on that check?
Ben spots Rachel across the crowded room. Rachel, a pretty woman with long, straight auburn hair, smiles awkwardly at him, then gives him a little wave. Ben looks sorrowful.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Ben. How are you? Ben, this is Darren.
Hey, Ben. Nice to meet you. Darren. Hey.
So, how you been?
Good.
Good.
Really good. Quit smoking.
Really?
That's great.
That's good.
Hey, was that you in that photo back there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can use it in the bar.
Yeah, Darren is opening this hotel on the Bowery, and I'm...
She's got a good eye, this one.
Oh, yeah.
There she is.
Hey. Aw.
Sorry, but I gotta steal this man for a second.
Oh.
Good seeing you.
Of course. Bye, Ben.
You okay?
No, I'm fine, yeah.
Dude, she doesn't even look that good. You had her at her prime. No offense.
No, none taken.
Mm. After party, G.I. Jane's, let's do it.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Later, Ben and Cam arrive at Jane's party.
Hey, Cam. Hey, you made it.
What up, Jane? Yo, dope.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jane.
Hey. Have you ever tried absinthe?
No.
I'm obsessed with it. But It has to be the real deal. Stuff with food. And that's the stuff that makes you go crazy.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Want me a shot too, sexy?
Oh, hey. Ben, this is Marco. Marco is a painter. He just got back from a solo show in Mexico City.
Oh. And I sold it out too, so yay for me.
Wow.
Hey.
Yay.
Hey, I'll be right back, okay?
All right. I would tear that ass up.
You would?
Really?
Yo, hey, yo, Ben! Ben!
Please, excuse me?
We're gonna leave with these Wilhelmina chicks.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. We're gonna go get some grub at the Blue Ribbon, courtesy of Harold's Condé Nast expense account. You in or what?
Actually, I think I'm good, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How are you gonna handle that Jane situation?
Something might happen. Mm. Out the bottle? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, that sounds crazy. That's not real.
All right, man. I'll get up with you later.
Well, I'll love you, man.
I will.
Yo, Ben, thanks for calling me to the docks today, by the way.
No doubt.
That shit really meant a lot to me that you would still do that for me.
Of course.
Oh, you're gonna help me flip the jackets, right?
Hell no.
Oh, by the way, if I was you, I'd push Jane into the bedroom and tongue her down real fast.
Yeah.
Don't wait till 4 in the morning to make a move. I know you.
What, me? No. I'm gonna go for the triple bang session.
Yo, he who hesitates masturbates.
All right.
A clock in Jane's apartment reads 4:00. The party has dwindled to one couple dancing together in the middle of the lounge, and Jane, Marco and Ben, who watch them from the sofa. Marco gestures with a tilt of the head to Ben. Ben's confused by its meaning and mouths, "What?" He repeats the action. Ben's still confused.
Don't remember. Wipe your feet.
I think we're gonna bail, Jane.
Let me walk you out. Bye, guys. This morning
from Chop Torrey. Dude, stop being a cock block.
Marco, aren't you gay?
Gay? Yeah. You wish I was gay so I'd let you put your dick in my mouth. Wow, I don't even really know how to respond to that.
So, thanks for coming, Marco.
What are you doing, Jane?
Come on, I'll walk you out.
It's nice to meet you, Marco.
Ben looks smug as Jane shows Marco to the door. Waiting for Jane to return, he takes a sip on his drink, then lies back on the sofa with his hands tucked behind his head. When Jane doesn't reappear, he sits up again. He rubs his eyes, then goes to investigate her whereabouts. He's shocked to find her in the hall, making out with Marco. Fed up, he picks up a bottle of booze from the side and makes his way out of the door. Staggering along a street, Ben stops by an entrance to an apartment block, then climbs the steps to the door.
What?
Rachel, I just want to talk to you.
Ben, you gotta call me tomorrow.
No, please. Just give me 5 minutes, okay?
No, Ben.
I'm not gonna try to make out with you or anything. Unless you want me to.
Standing on the pavement, he lights a cigarette.
Rachel! You said we'd always be friends. What's up? You're not being a very good friend now. Rachel!
Jesus, Ben, go home.
You look so beautiful right now.
Go home.
Rachel!
Shh.
I miss you. I'm gonna...
Hey, Ben.
Oh.
Why don't you just go home, buddy?
You, hey. Hey, how you doing? Why don't you come down here so I kick your ass, buddy? Who says buddy? Rachel! I'm not...
Rachel shuts her window and draws the curtains tightly shut. Ben staggers off down the street, then realizes he is going in the wrong direction and turns back on himself. The next morning, Ben is lying asleep in bed.
Yo, Ben, get out, man! It's time to get paid!
Go away.
Yo,
Yeah, come on, man. You said you gotta help me flip the jackets. Get up, man.
It's Saturday. Flea markets are Sunday, asshole. Go away.
Fucking flea market, man. Come on, man. We're gonna go old school, bro.
Real leathers, real leathers. 150 a piece. Mark Buchanan, butter soft leather jackets. 150 a piece. Get one while it's still chilly. Here, get one for your boyfriend. There you go, right there. Check one out. Check one right there. Real leathers, real leathers. Mark Buchanan,
okay,
jackets.
Let's see the vendor's permit.
Yeah, it's right here.
Let's see it.
Cam grabs an armful of the leather jackets off of a dress rail, then hot-tails it off down the street.
Well, call your friend back here, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Ben calls Cam on his mobile.
I can't believe you bitched out on me like that.
You're out of your mind, Cam.
You think that fat ass was gonna catch you?
You're missing the point. I'm not running from the police, okay? Not at my age. Not over some fake-ass leather jacket. You did well, man.
What are you talking about? We're $3,000 short.
So you'll deal through it and you'll figure something out for the rest.
Oh, word, it's like that now, all on me.
Hey, look, I never wanted to borrow money from a shady-ass cousin in the first place.
Shady or not, at least I'm still going for it. Not working for the man like you.
What are you, 12? How long are you gonna keep saying fuck the man for?
Until we are the man.
Well, I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you, but it's time you grow the fuck up, Cam.
Like you did?
Yeah.
One failure and it's a wrap. Now you're all grown up working at Barney's.
Ben's annoyed at Cam's comments.
Ben, I'm sorry I lied to you about that money. I just wanted us to actually do something for once. Not just watch as it happens to all our friends.
I know we can get Renee's money.
Fuck a downtown loft. It's all about uptown luxury. I love all this limestone.
My dudes, welcome to Villa Capo.
Ooh. I guess we know which one of you paid attention in high school, huh?
Oh, fuck that. I barely graduated. But anything is still possible in America, baby. Even for some loudmouth Jew.
Hey, where's your girlfriend?
Oh, the girl from Barney's?
Yeah.
Natalia? Oh, no. She's not my girlfriend. She's a pro. I got her off the Eros guide, you know. Hey, you guys want a beer?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
Sure. All right. What you got for me?
Okay. Uh-huh. It's my boy, Tim. He is the hottest photographer in the game right now. He just had his first show this weekend in Chinatown. Sold out.
Tim is the man.
I'm telling you, this is a steal at $3,000.
I love that. Let's see it. Okay. Wow. That's nice, Ben.
Sick, right?
That's real cool. That's just not for me, though.
David, I mean, look at this. Really? I'm telling you.
I hear you. You know what? I don't do black and white. I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh.
But
yeah.
But David, okay. You gotta think of this as an investment.
Right. I totally get that. It's just not worth it for me.
Well, I mean, black and white, I mean, it's
just. Cam. He doesn't wanna do it. It's fine.
I'm really sorry, guys. Yo, Ben, bro, you want me to loan you that money, though?
What?
I mean, honestly, you look like you're about to cry.
Oh, man, I'm not gonna take your money.
No, it's all good.
No.
Actually, guys, you know, there's a way you might be able to.
I'm not gonna do that.
To pay me back. You don't happen to know the doorman at Avenue, do you?
Dez.
Dez, yeah.
Dez, right.
Yeah, I play ball with Dez every Wednesday.
You do?
Yeah.
That guy really hates me. Is there any way you guys could maybe make him not hate me so much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
really?
We can do that.
Good. Really?
Yeah.
That would be
yeah.
Amazing.
You got you, man.
Oh,
fuck.
Man, you fucking suck, man. Up yours, motherfucker. Go ahead, take that. Here you go, you fucking dick.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, that's bullshit.
No, bring my cousin in.
Ben and Cam sit nervously before Rene at his desk. One of Rene's heavies watches them from the corner of the room.
Yo, you ever tried this Rasta Monster stuff here?
No, what's that?
Yeah, man, I just bought the exclusive tri-state area distribution rights for this. Jamaicans make it. You know, they put some kind of nutrients in there. One drink of this shit, you'd be fucking all night. Ooh, yeah. White kids are gonna love this stuff, man, right? Hell yeah.
Cam retrieves a wad of notes from his pocket. Smiling, he places it on the desk before Rene.
Look at this shit. I didn't even have to hurt anybody, bro. My man, stepping it up, my man.
I guess we're not the losers you thought we were.
No, you still are. One look at one of those skate decks, anybody will tell you that, right, Jabbar?
I kind of like the elephant.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Jabbar. Who asked you? Yo, grab a cup. Grab a cup. Here you go. Ready? One for you. One for you. Do not have him to break my cousin's arm. Go ahead. Go for it. How it tastes? Mm. Like that? Mm.
Shit's good.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, baby. Right,
right? Something.
Shit's good.
So, Renee, how would you like to loan us another $3,000?
What did this fool just say?
What are you doing? Fuck the man, right, Cam?
Yo, the kid is back. Me and Ben, yo, we're making jeans. Premium denim, premium. 900 a pan, and don't ask me for no discount, because I know how you are. Oh, oh. Oh,
get
yo.
Off the phone, man. Oh. Get back. Pick it up.
The end.